Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Good day and welcome on a stormy, I guess is the best way to put it, a stormy Tuesday. A good portion of the state last night got hit with some rumbles and some thunder and maybe knocked out some power and such, but for the most part, came through it somewhat unscathed, so that's the good news. Brewers, the electricity at least was back in their bats as they ended up getting a 4-2 win over the Cincinnati Reds yesterday at Miller Park, and hopefully the ebb and flow continues more of the positive side than the negative side, to be perfectly honest with you. You've also got the Bucks got a nice win. They lead that series 3-1. We'll get into that discussion coming up here shortly as well. The Packers back in the practice field. Packers also a lot of questions regarding the Green Bay Packers. And I went through that this morning. I know I should probably save it for our top five on Friday, but I think there's some things that are legitimate. I was reading a couple of different articles. One was in Pro Football Focus, and another one was on ESPN.com website about some of the questions regarding the Green Bay Packers coming into this season. And I still think that even after training camp has commenced, that those questions are still very viable questions. So we'll get into that discussion coming up here today as well. Also today on the program, good stuff. We're going to go inside the Bucks locker room after the Game 4 win yesterday. Adam McAlvey of Brewers.com and MLB.com is going to be here. We're going to try to make sense of this Brewers season. The Brewers are up. They're flying high. Then they get beat by the Pirates, and then they're down, and they come back, and they beat the Reds. And we'll talk with him about the up-and-down season. Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette is going to give us the lowdown on the Green Bay Packers in training camp, and we'll have him answer some of these questions for us. And then Rick Bucher, the Radio.com Sports NBA Insider, is going to be here. In the last hour of the program, we'll talk with him about this Bucks team and if it looks as if they've got that swagger back. Because yesterday they took a really good shot. They took some body blows from the Orlando Magic. And I thought, you know, when I started out watching that game, boy, Orlando worked hard in that game. I mean hard in that game. They were hustling. They were doing everything they needed to do, and the Bucks just wouldn't let it go. They wouldn't let that one fall by the wayside. And then, because throughout that game, you're thinking to yourself, where the hell is Chris Middleton? What is going on? You know, and so you're kind of questioning, you know, whether or not he's even going to show up for the series. And then, if you read and heard what Giannis told him in between the third and the fourth quarter, was basically shoot till your arms fall off. Just start chucking it up. And he did. He did. And as he did that, he suddenly got into a rhythm, scoring 18 of his 21 in the fourth quarter of that game. And when really they needed it most, which was awesome. I mean, that was fantastic to see because it took the pressure off of Giannis down the stretch to get that job done. So The Bucks get a nice win last night, and yesterday, I should say, and they are now a game away from advancing on in the postseason. So we're going to talk about that. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. You want to chime in, go ahead and do so. You can also hit us up on Twitter, at @Bill_Michaels. I posted a couple of questions over there on Twitter. You can find me at @Bill_Michaels, at @EvanHeff25 as well, who is producing the show today, Mayor Mitch behind the glass. Facebook, go to facebook.com/TheBillMichaelsShow. And speaking of that, Facebook changed. It's not that I love it or hate it. It's just that it's going to take a little bit of time just to kind of, you know, change your way of thinking of the way you've done things. I'm not one of those people that say, you know, oh, God, they changed it. I can't stand it. So far, so good. But, yeah, they changed the Facebook layout. So that was a little bit different today to wake up to. Then you've got the old-fashioned way to get a hold of us, email, BillMichaels@BillMichaelsSports.com. BillMichaels@BillMichaelsSports.com. And I want to start out by saying hi to Jordan. Jordan listening to us on the Radio.com app down in Dallas, Texas. He says the new home for one Mike McCarthy. So there you go. So thanks for listening to us on the Radio.com app. So the Bucks yesterday, do you think – that was the coming out party, if you will, for the postseason, for this postseason for Chris Middleton, or do you still think you got a long way to go? So, I'll take anything at this point, but if this team is going to be able to advance, it can't be Giannis and everybody else. It's got to be Giannis and. You need a Robin to the Batman, and you need somebody that's consistent Robin to the Batman. So it takes the pressure even off of others. Not just you need Chris Middleton to be what he was yesterday in that fourth quarter. Now, he doesn't have to drop 35 every game. Okay, I'm not saying that. But if he gives you 21, if he gives you 21 high-end, not even double digits, but high-end of assists, 8-9 assists, you know, a couple of boards here and there, you know, whatever. If he gives you that, then you're going to cruise. Then you're going to cruise. But if he's going to give you 11 points on average per game, which is what he was averaging coming into that contest last night, you know, and not much more than that. You know, 6 assists, a couple of turnovers. Yeah, that's not doing you a lot of good. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. This one's from Tony. Tony writes in Wendy's email inbox, Middleton needed to step up. He had to show something. He has been failing for the entire playoffs, not earning the money. I know the money doesn't equate to talent. They overpaid to keep him. But let's be honest, Chris Middleton has not been the true number two. He has in the regular season. If he lives up to the numbers he put up during the regular season, he pretty much will be right there. Then you can say, yeah, he's earned the money. Yes, you can absolutely say that. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. But yesterday, for Giannis to step up and say, now, this is where, now, I don't know what the entire conversation was, but this is where you've got a leader in Giannis that basically says, dude, go for it. Don't worry about anything else. Just go for it. You've got the leader of your team saying, do this. Do this. Go for it. And he did. He shot himself out of it. Maybe that's the beginning. That would be the best case scenario. Maybe that's the beginning. 855-830-8648. This portion of the program also being brought to you by our good friends over there at Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. And glad to have Bud Light on board. Had a couple of those yesterday. Got out after the program. Yesterday was one of those days where it's just like, you just need to blow it off. You know what I mean? Had a good weekend. Did a couple of charity events over the weekend and had a lot of fun doing it. Yesterday, just jumped in a boat, kind of took it up and down the Milwaukee River and went out and just enjoyed a sunset. Warm, warm, humid day yesterday. Went over to the Harley Museum, docked there, had a little bit to eat. Just kind of hung out for a little while. Just vegged. Yesterday was a day of veg. Listen to that Bucks game. Watched a lot of it, but listen to the Bucks game, you know, on the radio. Driving up and down the river was great. It was great. Had a terrific day yesterday. Came back home, watched the remainder of what I didn't see on television, and watched it on the DVR last night. But good day. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. 4-8. So your thoughts, do you think this was the coming out party for Chris Middleton for this postseason or just this series? And how much do the Bucks really need him to be successful? Or do you think that it doesn't really matter because it's going to be somebody different every day? I just think if you rely on somebody different every day, everybody starts looking at each other going, okay, who's today? And there's going to be a couple of times we're going to have guys looking at each other going, okay, are you still, you need that other number two. You need that other go-to guy. Just my opinion, but you need that other go-to guy. You know, Michael needed Scotty. We all know that. You know, Magic needed Kareem. He needed, you know, the guys around him. Bird needed McHale. You know, I mean, everybody needs a guy, right? 855-830-8648. Give us a shout. Want to hear from you. Do you think this was a coming out party? How much do the Bucks now rely upon Chris Middleton, or would you not rely upon Chris Middleton? We got a lot more of the Bill Michael Show coming up right after this.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michael Sports Talk Network.
To the program, the Bucks, they're one win away from moving on and facing the Miami Heat. And the big question is, will the Heat upset the Milwaukee Bucks? The Heat swept the Pacers. The Bucks are up 3-1 on the Magic. Miami, during the regular season, won 2 out of 3 contests against the Bucks, and they just seem to at times match up better. Just match up a little bit better. Against the Bucks. So how much does the Heat sitting on the horizon bother you, worry you, if at all? 855-830-8648. And then the next question becomes, is Chris Middleton in the coming out party that he had yesterday in the fourth quarter of that contest, scoring 18 of his 21 in the fourth quarter? How much does this team need Chris Middleton to be that guy in the fourth quarter? Or do you think they can get it done even if he goes back to 11 points per game on average? 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Jack says, you look around the rest of this team, who else is going to step up? Nobody. They don't have anybody that's consistently stepping up in their depth other than a guy like Brook Lopez, who can be sporadic at times, but he's a better rim protector than he is a shooter. Chris Middleton has to be the guy. We know you can't rely on Eric Bledsoe because at certain points in postseason games, he has just flat out gone away. Chris Middleton has been inconsistent. He was even inconsistent in the game yesterday. You give him praise for the fourth quarter, but you forget about the first three quarters in which he didn't do a damn thing. If he is not going to step up and be the guy that they are paying him to be, then this team is doomed. 855-830-8648. Mark says, I'd like to see George Hill take over the starting role, move Bledsoe over to shooting guard, and then have George Hill become the point guard. Chris Middleton, not enough positive right now in his game. I would sit him and let him think about it. Now, you see, that you're not going to sit a guy. You're not going to sit him. You need him. You want him to fight through it. You want him to – what happened yesterday – with Giannis saying, shoot till your arms fall off, that's what you want. Now, if he continues to shoot and he's cold and he's just not – it's again, I use the old analogy, no matter how hard you fight, how hard you try to run, how much you try to pull yourself out, it's like quicksand and you're still sinking, then Budenholzer has to recognize that and say, okay, you need to sit a spell. Okay? Just go breathe. We're going to get you back in, but go breathe. Go take the pressure off yourself. And then hopefully somebody else steps up to where he doesn't have to be the guy. Okay? He doesn't have to be Robin the Batman of Giannis. But they still need him to be. I mean, they still need him to be that guy. 855-830-8648. This one's from Jacob that says, Pat Connaughton and Dante DiVincenzo have been unsung heroes all season long. Now, all of a sudden, when they need him the most, Dante DiVincenzo has not shown up. He has struggled. Appreciate the email, by the way. He has struggled. We'll not argue that point at all. We've talked about that. He just looks just – I don't know if it's the shooting background, if it's the openness of a gym – the circle, I don't know. Maybe legs got heavy. I don't know. I don't know what it is, but it just seems like it's just off for him. It just has been. He hasn't been that same guy. That I completely agree with you. Yesterday, again, 0 for beyond the 3-point arc. He dropped what, 5 points? Now, 5 points, 12 minutes, you know, going 1 for 2 from the field. Got fouled a couple of times, went 3 for 4 from the stripe, picked up 5 boards, had an assist, had a big steal that started a fast break opportunity. Did not turn the ball over. Still came out on the positive side, but just beyond the arc, Dante DiVincenzo just not finding it right now. Just not finding his rhythm. I mean, him and Pat Connaughton combined yesterday only had, what, 9 points, I think, between the two? You know, the other guy that's been kind of a better shooter, more of a go-to guy, even though the percentages aren't there, has been Kyle Korver. Kyle Korver's given them some quality minutes. George Hill has been a stabilizing force. I really like his game. He's just very calm, very veteran, cool, collected. You know, good stuff from him. But you really need, you know, like yesterday with Eric Bledsoe, 24 minutes. It was in the negative big time. When you talk about that positive-negative factor, was in the negative big time. 24 minutes, 3 of 11 from the field, 0 for beyond the arc, and dropping 6 points, 6 boards, 5 assists, not a bad way to go. Only had one turnover, had a steal along the way. So not a bad day at the office, but, man, you just 3-11 from the field. That's just, whew, that's rough shooting right there. Just rough shooting. And by the way, did not have a free throw attempt yesterday. Lopez didn't, Bledsoe didn't, Matthews didn't, Ilyasova didn't, Marvin Williams didn't, Pat Connaughton didn't. None of them got to the free throw line yesterday, believe it or not. None of them. So if you want to expound upon your game in some way, two things have to happen. One, Chris Middleton has to continue to play well, but you need to be more aggressive. They're taking a lot of outside shots, getting a lot of open looks and not hitting them. So yesterday they were 41% beyond the arc. But with the guys that did not get to the line, they were 0 for from the outside. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Give us a shout if you want to chime in. Do you think the Bucks and Chris Middleton needs to be the guy? Or do you have to rely upon others? This one's from Jack. Jack says, a big win yesterday for the Milwaukee Brewers and the Bucks. Good to see the city get back into the W column. I still have more faith in the Brewers at getting to the postseason than I do in the Bucks at winning it all. I think the Bucks are flawed. I think right now they're getting by on the energy of Giannis, and eventually that is going to run out if he has to play all these minutes and continue to carry the team. Let me stop you for a second. MVPs carry the team. I mean, there's no doubt about that. That's what they do. You rely upon Jordan, you rely upon Magic, you rely upon Bird, you rely upon Steph, you rely upon LeBron, you rely upon Giannis. That's what they do. But it's the supporting cast that will put you over the top. Ersan Ilyasova told us just before everything was shut down for COVID, he said, look, the starters are going to get you to the postseason. It's the depth that's going to win you a championship. That's the way it's looked at it, specifically in the NBA. It's how deep is your team? How many different body blows from your opponent can you withstand because you got better depth than them? You know? So, 855-830-8648. On one hand, I agree with you, but I think you need more. And going back to your Brewers comment, it was good to see the Brewers bats wake up a little bit last night. Good to see the Brewers get the 4-2 win. We'll talk more about the Trevor Bauer stuff coming up here momentarily. It was just a milestone in his career, so he did what he did. But nevertheless, we'll talk more about that coming up. 855-830-8648. Do you think the Bucks are looking more now like that championship-style team, or do you think they're just getting by? Or it's they're prolonging the inevitable, as Kelly put it. Kelly says they are prolonging the inevitable. Eventually, they will succumb to a team that is just better than them, shooting hotter than them, and knows how to defend better than the Bucks. I want to say this team is going to win a championship, but I don't think it's going to happen. Kelly says they are delaying the inevitable. Do you agree or disagree? This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, by the way. And the 555 is back. We were talking about this quite a bit. And if you are looking for a terrific deal, they always have good deals going on. But the 555, 5 years, no interest, 5 months before your first payment. and a 5% bonus savings. How about that? That's the 555 deal from our friends at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. And the bonus savings applies to windows and doors and installation. How about that, huh? So, look, it's about time you replace those windows that don't quite close, or maybe they're tough to open, tough to close. They don't latch properly. They're not secure. How about that patio door? That is just too hard to open, squeaks, and you know what I'm talking about. You can replace them now and get 5% bonus savings on top of 5 years no interest and five months no payments. And that's not until 2021, by the way. So you can Pella now and pay later, plus bonus savings, and if you do it all by September 15th. Stop by your nearby showroom or the Pella Experience Center, or set up your free consultation right now at PellaWI.com. That is PellaWI.com. Adam writes in Wendy's email inbox, as much as I want to say they're going to win a championship, I think the Bucks are prolonging the inevitable. I think they're going to lose in the Eastern Conference Finals or in the Finals. I think it's better luck next year. I think there's trepidation. I think there's a lot – excuse me. I also think that there's this mentality, and you haven't won anything. Once you win something and win something consistently, you know – then you become a believer, and you don't think that something is going to trip you up. But when you get to when you get close to getting into championship series, championship games, when you get close to, but you just have not been able to climb that mountain and get over that hump to get yourself into that championship series, you tend to rely upon the what is going to happen now. And that is the mentality. We look at it with the Badgers when it comes to either beating Ohio State or one game that they're going to stub their toe in throughout the regular season. We talk about that with the Brewers about, okay, they're doing this and this and this. What are they going to do to blow this? What is going to ultimately happen? What is going to cause this to go in the opposite direction? Or we talk about the Bucks. Yeah, they're good. Yeah, they're the best team. Yeah, they've got the best record. But it's yeah, but. We do. The only team that we do it consistently to where there's more than a modicum of belief that they can win a championship is usually with the Packers. And that's because they've won a championship within at least our relative recent history. You know, it's been 10 years, but you know what I'm saying. So that's the only team that we look at and say, yeah, you know what? We've seen more championships out of them than we have anything else. So that's where the belief comes from. 855-830-8648. I completely understand it, but there's a mentality that is not going to be shaken by a fan base until the team that they root for actually gets over that hump and gets themselves into a championship series and or into a championship game. And once you do that, then you start to believe you can get there with more consistency. Let's do this. When we come back, we're going to go inside the Bucks locker room after that game 4 win yesterday, in which, you know what, it was – they were trading body blows for a while with the Orlando Magic. They took another really good shot from the Magic. This time, though, they prevailed. We'll hear from inside the locker room coming up next.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
To the program, the Bill Michaels Show. We are on the air. We're glad to have you. Thanks so much for taking a listen to us. We certainly appreciate it. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at New Mail Medical. And if you've been cooped up, maybe a little bit of quarantine, you haven't been going out as much, you're not doing your normal thing, you don't want to wear a mask at the gym, you're starting to put on some weight, call New Mail Medical. They can help you out. They can help you out. They can do some things for you, get you on the all-in-one weight loss program. And it really does work. I started this thing back in January, really more like March, but I started kind of becoming more conscious about it in January, and then got through Super Bowl and got into spring training, and then got back and really started just working out and hit the all-in-one weight loss plan with New Mail Medical. And now down you know, is much as low as I've been since I was a sophomore in high school. And whether it's low energy from low T, or the brain fog from low T, or maybe ED, you know, the indoor activities right now, being quarantined or cooped up at home, not what you expect them to be. Call my friends at Neumel Medical. Two locations, one in Milwaukee, one in Green Bay. 414-455-4451. That's one number for everybody. 414-455-4451. They really can help, and people ask all the time. I was just this morning over at the gym, and a guy had asked me, "So do you really do that stuff?" And I said, "Yes, I do. You know, this is how it this is how it works. This is what it does." And he said, "I think I got to give him a call. I've been trying to get rid of this last 20 pounds." And so anyway, the guy is down like 40, which I gave him kudos for. But I said, "But you know, hey, if you want to try it, try it. You know, put it this way, can't hurt, right? You know, all you can do is do something that's going to change your body up, change your metabolism up, change some things, and maybe give you a different perspective. So give them a shot. 414-455-4451. 414-455-4451. Going inside the Bucks locker room after the win yesterday, Giannis talks about the play of George Hill and Wesley Matthews.
It makes the game a lot easier for me and Bled and for Chris, because if you have great shooters in the triple line, ready to knock down shots, you have so many driving lanes. It's just harder to, you know, for the defense to guard us. So, you know, they've been playing amazing. They've been knocking down shots. But the most important thing that both of them do and the rest of the team does is that they play defense. Like, it starts from defense. You know, they compete. They compete really hard. And on offense, they, you know, sprint to the corner, space the floor for everybody, and they're ready. They're ready all night, and when you pass them the ball, they're ready to knock it down, and they've been knocking down shots four games now.
Also, Giannis said, look, when it comes to Chris Middleton, the big thing for Middleton is to stay and or be aggressive.
Like, you got to let him know that the team needs him to be aggressive. You know, you got to let him know that we are riding with you. You know, we miss or make, this is what we're going to live with. You know, and especially like a guy like Chris that can score the ball, like he's capable to score the ball at any point, you got to tell him that.
Middleton gets back to, you know, finding his shot. He talks about, you know, the first three quarters, obviously not good, but he started to really find his shot, he said, in that fourth quarter.
A little bit. I mean, I felt like I had some pretty good looks before that, but I think I just saw spaces where I could attack, and I was able to get to some of my spots and get into somewhat of a rhythm in that fourth quarter.
Needed to get into that rhythm. And hopefully that carries over now into game five, and the Bucks can end this thing. Giannis said exactly what we talked about a little bit earlier. He told Middleton, you shoot till those arms fall off.
Well, it was nice. It was good. It was good. Seeing Chris knock down shots, just being himself. I told him when he came out, I think in the end of the third quarter, I just told him, I said, shoot the ball until your arms fall off. Like, just keep being aggressive. It doesn't matter. Shoot it every time you touch. Just shoot it every time. It's eventually going to go in. I know, you know, that's not the solution, but that's something that you got to tell to a guy like Chris, because he gives him confidence. He knows that we believe in him. We believe that he's going to come out and be aggressive, make that out play, get big buckets for us. And we need him to do that all, you know, this game, the next game, all season long, all playoffs long. So just we want Chris to keep being aggressive.
Then Middleton talks about the difference between game four and even when they started going back to, like, game one.
I think it's been huge. I mean, game one, we just didn't bring it at all. And they played hard. They played well. They made shots. The difference between game one, I think this game is we played hard no matter how they were playing. We kept playing. We stayed with it. And we know that's how it's going to be in the playoffs. Sometimes things aren't going to go our way. We're not going to make shots. We want to make some bad plays or whatnot. But as long as we keep grinding it out and playing our charge we can, we're going to give ourselves a chance to win at the end of the day.
And Giannis has also stated that, hey, look, it was tough in the bubble. They couldn't put back-to-back wins together. They were struggling. But he really believes, and this is a big statement now, he believes that they've found it. Here you go.
We found our identity again, which is play defense. You know, no matter if we score the ball or not, we're just going to keep defending. You know, obviously they made a run, they made a lot of threes, but we tried to make it as tough as possible for them, and we never lost our composure on the defensive end. We never like took a step back when they started making shots. We just kept our energy high, and on offense we figured out, we played together. You know, I think when you play defense and you get that energy from the whole team, you know, guarding, I think offense becomes a lot easier.
There you go. If you heard me clapping, that's yeah. If you heard what he said, and that's a big statement, we found our identity. And then after that, he said, because we're playing defense again. See, everybody thinks the identity is you got to find the shooter, you got to find this, you got to find. Their identity is their defense. We talk about it all the time. And I know people want to talk about the offensive side and who's shooting what, and I do it. Look, we all fall into that. Look at the 0-for's. Look at the 0-for-3 beyond the arc. Look at the 0-for-3 from outside. Look at the 0-for-3 from the free throw line. You know, we all talk about it. Look, it's common. We fall into that. But this team, when you look at that series that they had with Orlando throughout this year, when I went back and watched those games, they had George Hill, they had Connaughton, they had DiVincenzo, they had these guys with fast hands, quick feet, getting tips, getting steals, knocking down passes, and more so, crashing the boards and getting fast break opportunities. That's the way they ended up moving the basketball. That's the way they ended up moving the basketball, and that's the way they ended up creating offense, because their identity was their defense. Their identity was their defense. And that for Giannis to say that, to say we've regained our identity, that's kudos, man. Kudos. Because that's what it runs off of. Really believe that. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. You want to chime in, go ahead and do so. 855-830-8648. Mitch writes in Wendy's email inbox. He said, it's good to hear Giannis take the lead and tell Chris to shoot until his arms fell off. I started to spit a little coffee out this morning listening to that, but I'm glad he's that kind of a leader and has that kind of confidence in his guy. That's what he needs. Even if he didn't believe it, he certainly showed confidence for Chris Middleton, and Middleton took advantage of it. That's the kind of thing you need on a team full of leaders. And you're right, because that is your superstar telling you, who is out of sync and or struggling to a certain extent, to say, you got this. Go get it. It doesn't matter what you do. Go get it. Don't worry about the rest of us. I got this. And that takes a lot of pressure off a guy. That's your leader right there. That's your leader. 855-830-8648. Hey, this portion of the program being brought to you by our good friends over there at Quick Trip and the Pothole Pizza. They got it going on right now. Enter the Packers opening drive sweepstakes. You could win a 2021 Chevy Trailblazer. Enter the sweepstakes by purchasing any 20-ounce Coca-Cola product or a Pothole Pizza with your Quick Rewards card at Quick Trip. You purchase both of them together, and then you can earn 10 bonus entries. Each weekly winner is going to have a chance to win $25 per yard in the Packers opening drive. Plus, they're going to be entered to win the 2021 Chevy Trailblazer. No purchase necessary. Sari, see store for details. Check it out over there at Quick Trip. He did something. Oh, my goodness. We'll talk about it. Coming up next on The Bill Michaels Show.
Border to border. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Now, a Green and Gold training camp update. In Green Bay, here's Mike Clemens.
The Packers wrapping up 4 days of practice sessions. Some answers as to who will start on offense. For now, it appears Billy Turner will be the right tackle. Rick Wagner, signed from the Lions, missed again with an arm injury. Could that be the deciding factor? Head coach Matt LaFleur.
No, it definitely doesn't make the decision for us. Certainly, it makes it more difficult on us in terms of when exactly will he be back and when will he be, you know, full speed to go.
At tight end, Robert Tonyan is at the front of the line, and Marquez Valdes-Scantling is with the first team at wide receiver, along with Devontae Adams and Alan Lazard, Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers.
The biggest challenge for MVS is always going to be himself. You know, it's just to fight against complacency and to make the last couple of days he's practiced the standard. That's what I said to him. Matt said to him, you know, his top end is a pretty damn high top end.
In Green Bay, I'm Mike Clemens on The Bill Michaels Show.
back to the program. Hey, Wisconsin Harley-Davidson, they have got a big party coming up. Big party on Labor Day weekend. Go see Craig and his great staff out there. If you want to get on a new bike, a used bike, trade in a bike, or just sell a bike, because right now it's all about riding. There's going to be a lot of rides into and out of Wisconsin Harley-Davidson, and the Wisconsin Harley-Davidson Rally is on September 4th through the 6th. There's going to be 3 full days of live music, 2 huge stages, 7 bands every day, including the likes of Bella Kane, Cherry Pie, the Boogeyman, the Love Monkeys. There's still riding time. There's still riding time. You can do all kinds of different things still between now and, say, the end of September, even into October. Hell, a couple years ago, I rode in November because it was still decent out. You could still get some decent weather. So you go over there, whether it's chaps or leathers or helmets or boots or whatever you need. They've got it in the motor clothes department, without a doubt. And over 40 premium vendors for the upcoming event, including a variety of local food trucks with wine, craft, and domestic beers. There's free test rides and appraisals all weekend long coming up. 280,000 square feet of live action and entertainment and social distancing that you can use, and you can celebrate 117 years of the Harley-Davidson culture. So get out there September 4th through the 6th. They've got the big Labor Day weekend party coming up. The Wisconsin Harley-Davidson, they are Wisconsin's number one dealership on two wheels for the second year in a row. You can take a ride through the scenic Kettle Moraine Forest to the showroom on Highway 67 in Oconomowoc. You can visit them on the web at wishd.com. That is wishd.com. Wisconsin Harley-Davidson, they are your destination dealer right out there off of 94. You can see it just south of the highway. Just south of the highway. 855-830-8648 if you want to chime in. That's the phone number to do so. Just about the only poor shot that Phil Mickelson hit in his PGA Tour Champions debut was an iron shot off of the tee. Other than that, he still turned it into a birdie, and it was one of 5 straight on the back nine on Monday for the 5-time major champion, who decided to make his over 50 debut this week after missing the cut at the Northern Trust and then getting eliminated from the PGA Tour's FedEx Cup playoffs. So Mickelson finished with 11 birdies and shot a 10-under 61, and he takes just a 1-shot lead over David McKenzie in the Charles Schwab series at Ozarks National. So he shoots a 10-under 61 in his opening round. He's only got a 1-shot lead. How about that? KJ Choi, making his second start on the PGA Tour, was joined in the group at 7-under, a bunch of guys that were there. But the big news of the day, Phil Mickelson, who turned 50 in June, optimistic that his game was starting to kind of round into shape for the U.S. Open, the only major championship he has not won, but missed that cut on the PGA Tour, left him with the possibility of not playing for the next couple of weeks, heading into the Safeway Open, which would be his final tune-up before Wingfoot. So he hopped a jet and went to the Ozarks and shoots a 10-under 61 for his opening round and his first Champions Tour. So how about that, man? Oh, lefty, getting it done. Oh, lefty, getting it done. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. So Brewers get a win yesterday. Bounce back after the ugliness that was the series against the Pittsburgh Pirates. And they come back home and they get a little bit of home cooking. And next thing you know, they get a win 4-2. They double up the Cincinnati Reds. We're going to talk more about that coming up in just a little bit. Adam McAlvey from Brewers.com and MLB.com going to be joining us here, and we'll get his thoughts on all of this. Also, some of the more interesting comments, I guess, some of the more interesting comments from David Stearns. We talked a little bit about this yesterday, and I was on yesterday the On Deck show with Tim Allen. And Mo Egger is from Cincinnati. You've heard him on these airways with me numerous times when we talk about a Brewers-Reds matchup. But some comments from David Stearns that we thought, okay, maybe this is either concession, maybe this is, in my opinion, was kind of like letting some guys know that, hey, this is unacceptable. You know, there's a lot of guys that are not hitting the back of their baseball card. Or you can put it in and spin it into the positive that, hey, if they hit their back, by the time they get to the numbers for the back of their baseball card, they'll be hitting well over 300 to get there, which means we've really got a hell of a second half of a season right around the corner. Can you believe they're almost halfway through the season? That's amazing to think about. I mean, think about it. Right now, the Brewers, 27 games into this season, three games short of their season, and they had to remember postpone a series. Where you take a team like the Cubs, 28 games into this, a couple of games, and they're going to be at 30. Same thing eventually with the Cardinals, you know? So, I mean, it's, you know, everybody's going to be at the halfway point. Now, the Cardinals, they've only got 18 games in, but they got a bunch of doubleheaders on the docket. Right now, they're 2.5 games ahead of the Brewers, and they're 3.5 games ahead of the Reds. The Reds, after the loss yesterday, go to 11-16. The Brewers climb back to 12-15, still three games under 500. But the Brewers right now chasing the St. Louis Cardinals for the second-best record in the Central, trying to get themselves into the postseason. The postseason is not out of the realm of possibility. It could still happen. It's just they got to be playing much, much better baseball to really give you that optimism going into the postseason. 855-830-8648. If you ever want to chime in, that's the number to go ahead and do so. And when we come back after the top of the hour, Adam McAlvey of Brewers.com and MLB.com is going to be here. Don't forget, later on today, Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette going to be joining us about an hour and 10 minutes from now and 2:10 from now. Rick Bucher, Radio.com Sports NBA Insider. He is going to be here as well. We're going to talk more about that Bucks Magic series. And then the Bucks should advance. You've got to the Miami Heat, who have done away with the Indiana Pacers. They swept them out of the postseason. So you've got the Heat sitting there, and the Heat matched up pretty well with the Bucks this season. So we're going to talk with Rick Bucher about what the Bucks need to do and how they need to look to close this series out and what they need to do to get past the Miami Heat in the next upcoming series. It's that simple. So there you have it. Let's do this. We're going to go ahead and step away, come back. We got a lot more of the Bill Michael Show. That is coming up next.
Station strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.